Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Julie?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Mommy's very mad.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know. When I talked to her at 6, I told her, you know, how the ABA thing had come out.
11-1, yeah.
Yeah, and so she said she thought you were going to still appoint them.
Well, she was, and took her a copy of the speech because we didn't decide to the last minute. We appointed the right people, but the point is, we went in, and Mommy says she's hurt because I didn't tell her. Well, I couldn't because I didn't know, but the main point is that she's mad because she said I should have appointed the woman since she'd gone out on a limb on it. But your point is, Julie, remember I told you in Florida we were going to recommend the woman. We did.
Yeah.
We submitted her to the American Bar, and they turned her down 11-1.
Well, they said, we don't mean to offend our women viewers, but the reason the president did nominate a woman was that there was no one who had the legal background or who was young enough for the court. They just said that flat on TV.
And that's what the ABA told us.
Yeah. It was so ironic that I called her at 6 today. I was so worried that you were going to appoint those two.
But she at 6 told you to do it. Told you that she thought I should, didn't she?
Well, she just thought you were going to, and she told me not to worry about it. But I think the thing that's sad is that she thinks that now everybody thinks she doesn't have any influence with you.
I know.
You know,
exactly.
I don't really feel sad about that.
I know.
No.
The thing that she's got to realize is she did have influence because of her, Mitchell submitted the name to the ABA, which is the highest thing you can do. But if they turn it down, there's no chance to get it confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah.
And so she did have influence, and so we'll do it again.
Well, maybe I call her and tell her that.
Yeah, exactly, that the name was submitted, and if she says, well, why didn't I come over and tell her? Well, I was writing a speech, you know. I had to work like hell on this to get it done. We didn't know it this afternoon.
Daddy, you just can't imagine how favorable the comment was after the speech.
What was it? What'd they say? I'm curious.
Well, it was just unbelievable. They said that they liked Cal in particular. And they said that he was a dream candidate. He couldn't be better qualified.
But Rehnquist is really brighter than him, Powell, but
well,
he's...
Well, they raved over Cal anyway.
They didn't run Rehnquist down, did they?
No, they didn't. Now, one...
Because he was first in his class at law school.
One network said something like Rehnquist would grow in the job, but he didn't have the stature of Powell or something. Running down, they couldn't think of anything.
No,
and Bert Bye came on saying that he could find no fault he was quoted as saying he could find no fault with Powell, but that he would have to look in more deeply to Rehnquist, but that he didn't think he'd find anything. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And as I say, they supported you on the big, excuse the woman thing for you. You know what I mean? The network did?
Yeah, but I think, Mommy, don't make it obvious. Maybe you shouldn't call. I don't know, but I just have to say it. That the point is, we did do exactly what I said I was going to do in Florida. We did put her name up. They wouldn't approve her, and if they had, they'd have turned it down, and it would have been a very, very bad thing. And so she should just go out and say, well, he tried, but the ABA, make them the devils. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Mitchell and I are blaming the ABA. How'd David feel?
Well, that was the thing. The reason I called Mother was that he was the one who said, if your father appoints those people, would you be making such a grave error and all this stuff? And
but she wanted me to do it, though, didn't she?
Well, she didn't know. You know, she didn't know.
Well,
she didn't realize how bad it would have been.
Maybe I didn't should have come up and told her, but you know, I was writing my speech right to the last minute.
Yeah.
I think it was a good speech.
It was excellent, and it was well delivered, and they reran the part about your judicial philosophy, the, you know, the lawyer part comes first, and then the reconstructionist, and it was just really well stated, very clear.
Right.
Really good.
I got through the point that we ought to strengthen the peace forces, too.
Yes. Yes, that was very good. And the you know, the people's rights who are offended rather
right.
than the people who are,
right.
you know, being...
Well, I don't know. She received 2,000 women today, and she's, of course, sort of out from them. She's told everybody that... I'd have to answer to her and the Senate with her in case we didn't appoint a woman. Well, that's all right. That's fine. She's out fighting for a good cause, but she can't. She doesn't win every battle. And on this point, she won the battle in the sense that we put forward the woman, but the goddamn ABA turned her down.
Yeah.
So we'll win it the next time. Don't you think that's the thing to do?
I think that's the way it works.
If we'd appointed a woman, if I tried to ram a woman through, it would have been a disaster. Don't you agree?
Well, listen. Why do you think I called her at 6?
They'd say it was for political purposes.
You know, I didn't want to call you, but I was so worried. I felt I had to call somebody.
Right.
You know.
Well, what are you going to do? You going to call her or just...
I think I am going to call her.
All right. Sweetie. Call me back.
Daddy, don't hang up. Just click the operator.
All right, fine.
Yeah.